So finally, the SIU have brought out an interim report on the Tembisa hospital corruption and looting. This is 4 years after Babita Deokaran's assassination, which is quite shocking. And we're told that this is an interim report. The final report will only be ready in 2 years' time. Now, while we must commend the SIU for their good work, this is a real concern for us because justice delayed is justice denied. It is a real issue in this country. It takes far too long to hold people to account for the looting and waste of taxpayers' money. And in the meantime, people escape the country. People send their gains offshore. And it's very difficult to recover some of the assets that have been used by these perpetrators. So we really need to have capacitation of the SIU, of the criminal justice system, and so many other elements to get on top of corruption. This is a serious problem for us. To this date, we still don't see people in orange overalls in court. We've seen a number of people have been suspended. But who are these people? Who are the companies? There's not enough transparency here. We would like to see, most importantly, that the National Treasury's restricted supplier database is updated with every single individual involved and every company and the directors of those companies to ensure that there's no further possible way of those individuals or companies doing business with government in this country. But that's not the case, sadly. And this is our biggest frustration. So we really need to see action now. We need to see accountability. We just cannot see South Africans suffering at this abuse of power and waste of taxpayers' money.